USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris says United States and NATO will have a severe response if Russia invades Ukraine.
We have prepared together economic measures that will be swift, severe, and united.
The Vice President speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany today and vowing there will be significant and unprecedented economic costs for Russia. Canadian law enforcement on Friday began using crowd control tactics to arrest and push Freedom Convoy peaceful protesters out of downtown Ottawa, where the demonstrators have been protesting the nation's draconian COVID-19 restrictions. Some protesters say they will continue to peacefully assemble in Ottawa. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
As border encounters on the U.S.-Mexico border continue to increase, the Supreme Court agrees to hear an immigration policy case.
The U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear President Joe Biden's bid to rescind a hardline immigration policy begun under predecessor Donald Trump that forced tens of thousands of migrants to stay in Mexico to await U.S. hearings on their asylum claims. The justices will hear a Biden administration appeal of a lower court ruling that reinstated the so-called Remain in Mexico policy after the Republican-led states of Texas and Missouri had sued to maintain the program. Biden suspended the policy, which changed longstanding U.S. practice shortly after taking office last year. For the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter has been sentenced to 16 months in prison for killing Dante Wright. Potter says she shot Wright by accident when he resisted arrest and mistaked her service weapon for a taser. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The price of used cars is revving up even faster than new cars, and experts are sounding the alarm. According to Edmunds.com data, a three-year-old Dodge Grand Caravan is worth more than $25,000 today, up 69% from a year ago. The high prices are being fueled by a global computer chip shortage, increased labor and production costs, as well as supply chain delays. Edmunds.com Senior Manager of Insights Ivan Drury telling Fox Business, due to the price hikes, people are having to finance used cars even longer.
We're already looking at extremely long loan terms, averaging 70 months. That's new and used. Now, used vehicles are going $500 a month on average, so this isn't just a here and now problem, right? If you purchase something now and you've got to borrow money, it's going to play out for years down the road.
Florida will appeal a federal decision to deny a request for a disaster declaration after mid-January tornadoes. In its letter, FEMA saying damage wasn't severe enough, but Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the Biden administration is once again punishing Florida.
These things should be above politics when people have needs like this. And if you look at kind of with, since Biden's been president, it seems like whatever they can do to thumb their nose at Florida, you know, they try to do it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.